number 1849.
All right, sir.
What did we find out?
We are still trying to track down the current county engineer. He was not added available. So we're double checking at the moment.
Are we seeing Christmas carols while we're waiting?
Well, I guess the issue that's left unresolved is really kind of an engineering technical thing, isn't it? Is it really anything that we have to address?
You do, because engineering's still bound up. They have to apply what's on the approved plans, and that says that all interior drives need to comply to the county standards. And so they couldn't approve it with that condition on there, because you can't build those interior drives to county standards, the ones that have the parking areas. So they're in limbo unless you remove that condition as the way the discussion's going.
Well, what if we do what they've agreed to? It seems like there's this technical issue that is left to be resolved even after we did this. What if we do this? Can't they just resolve that issue as part of the process of going through the site design review and so on? I mean, do we even have to address it?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, we have this letter from the engineer. If we tie the motion to what the engineer is agreeing to, then it limits it to that, and then that's it. You know, we don't expand upon it or reduce it.
Under the circumstances, if we simply go with what we have in front of us, and then
if it's different, the engineer says he's asking for something different than he agreed to, that's between him and the engineer.
Well, could we leave it broad enough that there's a, because there's the intent for a compromise, that part of this be built to a higher standard, the rest of it be built to a different standard, and that standard that needs to be constructed will still get worked out between the county engineer, the applicant. Because it sounds like there's a little concern about the crowning of the road and that.
That's what I thought we were doing before you got up and started talking. So that's honestly, that's what I thought we were doing. That's what I thought we were doing. I just couldn't resist that.
That's all right.
We have had a super elevated cross section of a street in Zachariah's Cove up near the inlet. And it was all based one side so that the drainage would flow to one side and then be trickled into a stormwater pond or an aquifer.
It seems to me that the county engineer has some reasonable flexibility to work issues out in special situations, and I don't want to interfere with that, but I didn't want to put something in the motion that
would limit.
He hadn't seen and agreed to. I'd rather just not say any, not just leave it broad the way it is. I mean, that's my interpretation of what's here. Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, because the original said it was to be built to the county standards.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. And then apparently there is a concern with the crowning of the road for this county standard, for the portion of the street that would be constructed to county standards is some concern. So if there was potentially some wiggle room left in the motion that... I don't know, because we've been unable to track down the county engineer.
The standards and the county engineer is authorized
to change that.
I would certainly think that the county engineer has some reasonable flexibility to provide for special circumstances. Let's not forget that regulations are intended to serve the people, not people serve the regulations. So if the people of Sussex County are not going to be put at risk and are going to be reasonably well served by allowing our engineer to do what engineers do, which is engineer things, then I don't have a problem with it. I just think we should roll with it and let them work it out. That's why they get the big bucks.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request for a revision to the condition of approval for a village at Evans Pond, my motion is to revise or clarify condition number 8 that the interior street design comply with Sussex County engineering standards and recommendations.
No, don't say that, because then you're back to what we have.
It would be that the portion of Midge's Circle, which is, I believe, the new correct street name between buildings 100 and 3400, would meet a standard approved by the county engineer,
right,
and the remainder of the road would fall under the less stringent requirement, and that also includes the reduction of the 15 parking spaces between the clubhouse and building 100 on the interior side of Midge's Circle.
Mr. Smith, in your motion, do you incorporate the statement just made by Ms. Cornwell?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Is there a second?
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the revision to conditions of approval as stated in the record by Ms. Cornwell for the villages at Fevens Pond, conditional use number 1849. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Well, congratulations. All right, our next item is Village at Evans Pond, conditional use number 1849, final site plan approval.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 17 multifamily buildings for a total of 200 dwelling units. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use at their meeting on November 10th, 2015. The Sussex County Council, November 10th of 2010. The Sussex County Council granted approval for the conditional use for the multifamily dwellings at their meeting on March 30th of 2010. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on March 22nd, 2012. The preliminary site plan included a mixture of two-story and three-story buildings. The final site plan is all three-story buildings. The overall number of buildings was reduced from 23 to 17 buildings due to the conversion to all three-story buildings. The location of the amenities was relocated to be closer to the entrance of the development, and the road layout has changed slightly. The planning office is in receipt of approval from the letters from the Indian River School District, the Sussex Conservation District, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, the Division of Public Health, and the Sussex County 911 Addressing and Mapping Department. Staff is awaiting approvals from DelDOT. We do have an email stating that the DelDOT approval should be provided imminently. The final plans to DelDOT were overnighted to them last night, so they should be in DelDOT's office, and we have a letter from DelDOT saying they will sign them as soon as they receive them. We are also awaiting county engineering approval. The county engineering department had not approved them until awaiting the most recent amendment to the condition to address the road standards. My understanding is all of the other issues regarding county engineering questions have been addressed, and they were just awaiting a decision from Planning Commission regarding the road standard. And this plan shall expire December 31st of this year unless substantial construction has commenced, and the office is in receipt of a time extension request letter. Thank you.
DelDOT's just waiting on signature. County engineering couldn't do anything until they knew whether we were going to revise for number one item on the Village Evans Pond.
Well, it would appear likely that the extension request would be granted under such limited circumstance to get the final signatures, and we're still going to need a little bit of time to commence construction anyway, so I don't see why we can't take no action and wait for the signatories to come across and let them get their extension, and then we'll move forward.
Have they applied for an extension?
They have applied for an extension.
For us to parse this, you know, even though we've got letters saying that, hey, we're going to sign it, but that's a future action. And then for those applicants that we haven't taken action on, it seems like we're walking a tightrope that we shouldn't be walking, especially when we have a process and an application to enter in that process for an extension. So let it follow the rules.
Well, we had one earlier, though, that didn't actually have a signature, but we let it slide because they said that they had no objection. Right?
Well, we had a letter from that department, from County Engineering, saying that they were approving, you know. In this case, we have a promise of a letter.
I do not have a letter of no objection to record from the engineering department for this application.
Okay.
I don't know what County Engineering is going to do.
Fair enough.
Mr. Chairman, My motion is that the commission take no action on Evans, Village at Evans Pond final site plan.
Second.
Taking no action.
Been moved and seconded to take no action on Village at Evans Pond conditional use number 1849 final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, that completes our agenda for the day. Mr. Lank, anything to add for the good of the order?
I only to wish you all Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Be safe.
I think we are off for until the 14th of January.
14th of January.
I'm going to forget the way to Georgetown. And you're off
till,
even
till the 28th.
You're even off for longer than that.
I want to thank Ms. Coyle for the delightful cookies we had
indeed.
Prior to the meeting.
Yes.
They were wonderful.
Indeed. Yeah.
Chairman, I have a question for you adjourn.
Okay, Mr. Johnson has a question before we adjourn.
A couple of these conditional uses that we've approved state that the plan shall expire December 31 unless substantial construction has commenced. I got 2 weeks. What is substantial construction?
It's defined.
Defined in the code.
Entrance, stormwater management, and functioning stormwater management.
In general?
Drainage, erosion,
drainage. They put in stormwater.
Cutting roads.
Like, I mean, on like residential.
Cutting roads.
So it's just not somebody taking a picture of a ribbon cutting?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
You know, that's why some of this, you know, just because we approve a final site plan, I think, you know, a lot of these guys are still going to have an extension.
It's really more critical for
them. Well,
get recorded.
Because that gets them 5 years.
Yeah. See, the recording gets them five years, so they don't really have to start.
But not on conditional use.
Yeah, no. If we're talking about conditional use.
Correct.
There's only conditional uses that stated substantial in the way. The other ones just said the plot had to be recorded. That's why I was concerned about
that.
The time extension process, we're dealing with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We've got conditional uses, which have to be substantial construction.
Right.
We've got subdivisions, which can maybe go in for final approval, then they can record it for 5 more years. And then we've got ones that are already recorded, they're going to run out unless they're under substantial construction. And a couple other ones, just tonight, they will be under probably substantial way by the 31st.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, there's plenty of time for them to get out there and knock the daylights out of it in 2 weeks. I mean, they can get a fair amount done if they.
Won't be too many days.
Give me a sandwich, and I can probably do it.
All right then. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Stand adjourned.